time now for StoryCorps. We're hearing stories about people's lives through this project. Today, Reverend James Seawood explains what it was like growing up in Sheridan, Arkansas in the early 1950s.
As a child, I would climb up on the lumber stack and look over at the white school. Huge school with a band, football team, everything that you could imagine. And on our side, here we were with our two-room school, outdoor toilets, and two teachers.
When the Sheridan School District started talking about integration, black families were soon forced to leave the area. The local lumber mill owned their houses, and it relocated them out of town. But as James Seawood tells us, the small African-American school held on.
Gradually, as the black population in town began to go down, that left my mother there at the school as the principal, the janitor, whatever was needed, she had to do everything. And as long as there was one black child left in town, they had to keep the school open. So 10, 9, 8, mother was there till the last child, the last family was forced out of town. So I remember one day, mother and I got in the old station wagon because mother had heard that the school was going to be torn down. We went inside the school. We got whatever records we could find. We put them in the back of the station wagon. Then a big bulldozer came and dug a deep hole. And after digging this deep hole, just pushed our beloved school in the hole and covered it up. And it was as though it was never there. Years later, when I was in graduate school and people would talk about urban renewal and all of those kinds of ideas in my classes, I had a particular perspective. To me, urban renewal meant that they'll dig a deep hole and push your school, cover it up, and it'll be like the school never existed or you never existed. I'll never forget those days. Even today, this town of Sheridan, Arkansas, is an all-white town. And if you ever have an opportunity to go through that town, drive very slowly.
That was the Reverend James Seawood at StoryCorps in New York. His story, and all of the others, will be archived at the Library of Congress. You can sign up for the project's podcast at npr.org.